Thank you for holding. Is this Ryan?
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day, so good problem to have. No complaints.
Yeah.
I'm on the right side of the dirt.
Yeah.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Serge. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
Is it just kind of like, it's just the Google listings, right? It's just on Google Maps?
Yep, it's the three guys that show up on the first page next to the map. It's actually called a Google Places placement, but some people call it the local map section, or used to be called the local map section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, so that's exactly where we're talking about placing. You had a listing that became available within our company as a Google partner. So usually when that happens, they'll give us a list of the businesses that they feel qualify, and then my reps will call down it until we find the one company to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we won't be working with anybody else in the area that provides any kind of general contracting services. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it is customizable, though. So if you're like, hey, I want to focus primarily on one service rather than another, we customize your keywords or the terms that you show up for to fit exactly what you would be willing to accept as a qualified lead. So that way when the customers are calling in, you know they're in the area and they typed in one of those services in order to call you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is this a lead generation or is it just advertising?
It'll generate leads for you, but we don't charge you per lead or click or call. So it's just a
right.
First day. It's an
yeah,
ad.
Yeah, because that's kind of why I got rid of Angie's.
Yeah. I'm familiar with them, actually. So Angie's uses Home Advisor, or Home Advisor bought Angie's. That's what happened in 2017.
Yeah.
And then Home Advisor puts themselves on Google to get leads. So they actually do this to get the leads, but the problem is they sell the lead to like five or six guys, and they charge all of you even if you don't get the job.
Right.
Right. So with this, it's not like that. They'll actually, we're not putting you on our site and putting ourselves on Google. We're actually putting your business directly on Google with your phone number. So they're going to call you directly as a live call. We'll still be able to track it just to show you what we're bringing to the table. And that it's profitable, but we're not charging you per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about, you know, leads being saturated or getting sold to four or five different guys or getting charged a lead fee for every single thing that calls in, even though you didn't even call them.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice change of pace. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system in the past.
What? Sorry, what was that?
I'm
on a roof and it's raining.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's actually raining down here in Orange County, too. We're in Southern California. It's been pouring all day. But, yeah, I was just saying it's exclusive. So the customers all call you directly. You don't have lead fees, click fees, or call fees. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system in the past, and they almost always happier, with having themselves listed and letting people call them directly.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah, that's the people are usually more serious when they're out looking for you than other than, you know.
Yeah.
That
I mean, I'm
thing,
not looking
call
up.
Them and they talk to 10 other people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking up home improvement contractors or kitchen and bathroom modeling for fun. I'm probably trying to see how bad the Chargers disappointed me this week.
Yeah.
If anything, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exactly what it is. We're just catching your clients at the moment that they're doing the search, recommending you, vouching the credibility, saying, hey, you've been background screened, you're a top recommended option, here's his number, here's his website, here's some stuff he's done in the past, call him directly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the website is included, if you didn't catch that part. It's a package deal. We would actually maintain your full online business profile. We need to do that and make sure there's no discrepancies in there in order to even have the first page placement on Google. So you'd actually end up on the first page of Bing. You'll have Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be a top recommended option there. We would develop a business Facebook page for you. You'll have Yelp. You'll have Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, all pages, just to name a few. There's about 60 directories that come with that first page placement on Google that you could still generate leads from. But 9 times out of 10, it's going to be people calling you off the first page of Google. Okay, that's just what everybody uses. So, as far as cost for that package, it's called a Platinum Package Bundle. I can actually get you on that campaign for $299. It's advertised on our website at $499. So I'd be shaving $200 off your monthly subscription cost.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no additional charges. So if you get 100 calls, 200 calls, your bill's the same. You don't ever have to worry about that going up based on, you know, the amount of traffic or how much you're making.
Cool. Yeah, no, it sounds great. I'm not sure how much, I don't know, we want to put into advertising right now just because we're so busy and, you know.
That's the time to do it. I mean, I wouldn't recommend somebody wait until things are going bad to start scrambling around for solution. You know, it's kind of like insurance. You're putting yourself up there, making sure if there's opportunity out there that you're getting a swing at that opportunity, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's better to do it when you're up. You know, you don't usually invest when you have to debate between investing or your groceries.
No, I totally get that. I just, I don't know if we're going to, really want to put it into the, you know, extra monthly right now.
You're not going to be able to see where the wall is from up top.
We have this whole saying around the office. We say, you haven't really started your business yet until you put it on Google. I know you've already been in business for 2 years, but I think you'd be pretty surprised at the differences you see throughout 2023 when you have something like this.
Right. No, I totally understand that. And actually, that's what we were looking to do at the beginning of the year is, try to get a website going and try to get all that going. It's just not like a great time for us right now to try to get into that.
Yeah.
Just with the weather and everything up here.
The weather's crazy. Yeah. It's always a timing thing, though. Like, we don't even know when the listings are going to become available. That's the one thing I don't like about my job sometimes is, like, I'm always talking to somebody out of the blue. Like, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to talk to him. He didn't know he was going to talk to me. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, hey, we had the spot open. But that's the most important thing, about this phone call is that we have the availability, you know. With Home Advisor and Angie's List. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. I'm just trying to.
No, I was just saying, like, those other platforms, I mean, you could sign up for those whenever. And that's actually what makes Google so profitable is that it's not every day that you could put yourself on the first page. There's only three top recommended guys there in that Google Places. And the way Google's made it over the past year, it's like if they're not getting a piece of that pie, you're not ranking on the first page. So those little SEO companies and stuff, they're not really helping people the way they used to back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So working with a Google partner, having one of those exclusive spots when they become available ensures that, hey, at the beginning of the year, you're still going to have that spot. Whereas if we fill it with somebody else, that guy might hold on to it, and we're just waiting for another one to open up before we get a swing at it, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. I'm thinking, I'd love to grab that top spot, but it's just, like I said, it's just not a great time right now, and, you know, maybe if you guys still have something open here at the beginning of the year, like January or something.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Obviously things are going well. Why haven't you built a website yet?
It's honestly just been timing. You know, I'm so busy because I work in the business myself and then also come back and try to take care of all the office, you know, things.
Yeah.
And so I'm just so busy, I just don't even have time for it. You know, it's just like trying to answer the phone, trying to get the job done, trying to get jobs scheduled. And
That's a huge thing that I didn't touch on is the tracking system. So, like, if you're missing these calls, or let's say you're busy on a job, it still pipelines them. Like, it saves their number, what service they looked up to find you, and the zip code. And then, you know, it comes in the form of a downloadable app. Like, you can have it on your phone. And you could go in there in the evening and actually just, like, listen to the voicemail, call those people back, you know? So you're not missing those opportunities, even if you're hung up on a job or if you don't have a secretary there to answer the phone for you. It's also kind of directing them to, I think it would be ideal. It'd be a lot more cost efficient too than you paying somebody in-house to help you with marketing, building your site, answering your phones for you, you know?
Right.
So is it just the cost that's holding you back?
Yeah, it's just right now, it's just, I don't want to add an extra monthly cost to everything just because I you know, it's the winter's here and the rain's coming and we're an exterior business and, it's just, you know what I mean? It's,
You're definitely,
I feel more comfortable
at
the beginning of the year when I know how things are going, you know what I mean?
No, I gotcha. You're definitely looking at it from a potential client rather than an actual client. Because my actual client see is that, you might be spending $299, but look at what we're making off of it. You know what I mean? You're looking at it as a bill. Like, I got to spend, and you're just thinking about what's coming out, not what's coming in, because you're not seeing anything come in from it yet. You know, you haven't done it.
Right. No, and I understand. I just, and it's not even you. I would rather work with Google than Angie's. I mean, that was a horrible, I wasted thousands and thousands of dollars on them and got nothing. So it was just.
Well, actually, I'm glad I'm still talking to you because I'm going to send you a link. I just helped a client of mine get like $3,500 back from filling out this fraud report on the Federal Trade Commission's website. The FTC is actually considering shutting those guys down. They've been investigating them for years, and it's gotten to the point where they think it's more a detriment to the small to medium-sized business owners in our country than it is actually a benefit. Because, like I said, they're basically reselling the same lead to five of you. You know, one of you gets it. That means like 80% of the guys buying leads on there are just paying for nothing, for air.
Yeah, and I started getting all these calls for people that are like, hey, I'm calling about your Angie's grant for roofs or something, like thinking that I was like worked for Angie's and that I was there's some kind of roof grant they're offering or something, and trying to explain to them I'm just a contractor, and then they're charging me $150 for every one of those people calling over this
it's clickbait. Angie probably set up a lead like, fill out this form and you know we'll get you multiple free quotes, or you know what I mean, or we get you a discounted roof repair or something like that, and that gets them to fill out that form, and that's what they're considering a lead that they're selling to people. You know, might sell that lead for like $80 to like five guys, but that's the kind of stuff that I'm telling you, like, it would be worth the 10-15 minutes it might take you to fill out that report fraud at the top of that link. And this guy, I mean, he canceled his card and they were still sending him leads. He was a roofer, but he was in Fort Worth in Texas.
Well, that's what they're doing to me right now. I've been off of it for a year. I told them I don't want on it. They're trying to give me free stuff. And I said, I want free, you know, I don't want anything. I don't want any free leads from you guys. I just want off your site. And I'm still up there. I still get calls from them all the time. They don't charge me anymore, but it's like, I don't really want to even be associated with them.
Yeah, so this guy, they sent it to collections because he, like, canceled the card and they kept sending him leads and they were saying that he was opening the leads. Which he says he wasn't, but I don't know. I wasn't there to, you know, mediate back and forth who's doing what wrong. But I basically just told him, hey, these guys have been on record doing this to people already. You know what I mean? So he filled that out, and they basically dropped it. So he got that removed or expunged from his credit report, and then, you know, he ended up not having to pay them a penny. So, you know, it's definitely worth, you know, if you feel like you put thousands of dollars into it and nothing, you know, dead phone numbers and stuff, it's worth filling out. You know, it might end up, you know, you getting reimbursed or them telling you, hey, you know, you're joining this lawsuit with the other 10,000 people. That's a $1 billion company, you know. So it would be worth it just to kind of get your name in there and highlight it. But moving forward from that, I mean, I hope you don't have a bad taste in your mouth for Google and online advertising because that's very profitable. I mean, Google's been the most profitable form of online advertising for years, and they don't have any records of doing that kind of shady stuff to people, you know?
Yeah.
They don't even do a pay-per-lead system. They just tell you, hey, we put you up there, and we vouch your credibility, and we let you and the customers interact. We don't even get in between you and your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So some of these guys might be making
millions
of dollars off
their Google
ad, but...
No, I understand how it would be way more profitable, because then I'm only spending $300. You know, and then it's, whatever leads we get versus, you know, I could get three of them that were $100 and cost me $300 and get nothing. I understand that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, I'm in Southern California, so for me, the weather doesn't change as much, but I know up there, you guys get a bit more rain. You know, things might slow down a little bit. According to the Google Analytics, the searches do slow down a little bit, but they don't stop completely. They still get like 700, 800 hits per keyword throughout your industry, even in the colder times of the year. You know, what if I could reduce the monthly cost on the package to $199? You know, it's month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. We get through the holidays, and then, you know, at the beginning of the year, we could talk about, you know, going back to the $299 package, you know, upgrading or expanding your service area. Because I just realized you're only trying to cover a 30-mile radius around Golden Beach anyway.
Because we're right on the California border, so I'm only licensed in Oregon, so I don't even go south at all. It's just literally just Brookings where I'm at, and then sometimes up to Gold Beach.
Okay, well, the campaign I had you on originally was designed to cover a 50-mile radius.
Uh-huh.
So if we shrink the service area, the less ground you cover, the less you're going to have to spend. It's just less programming that we have to do. So, I mean, I could reduce the cost to $199, and then I could lock it in at that rate too if you just want to keep it like that. But obviously, if you hire some people or you decide you want to expand, or maybe one of these days in the future you do get that California license because, you know, you just want to go down there and make some more money. That's right. Always the bridge we can cross. We'll already have a pre-existing relationship where me and you have been working together and, you know, making money and planning this whole thing out, getting the site and everything up and running. I mean, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot so that way I can show you how well it works?
Yeah, so as far as, like, the website goes, is it just, like, you know, like a, like just the regular, you look at Google Maps and you can make that free website Is that kind of what it is? Or is it
No. We're going to purchase a domain and actually build you a .com, like Pistol River Home Improvement and Construction.com, and then that's going to be attached to that Google My Business profile. So if they click on the little website globe icon, there will actually be a .com site for you. So we'll get, like, photos from you, a logo developed if you don't already have one, you know what I mean? And then we also have generic photos we could use until you start developing photos if you don't have some already. But we host it for you. That's all included in that pricing structure.
Okay. Yeah, that's sounding a lot better, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a website alone is going to run you more than $199, so it's like, hey.
Well,
you know,
Yeah,
I got a guy up there who could take on these leads, and that's really what we're looking for. And you could cherry pick through them. You don't have to go out to every one of them that calls you.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I can do that.
And so what's your guys' company? It's Local Slash?
Yeah. Here, let me, I can't believe we're even talking dollars and cents and you're not even looking at this. Here, you got texting on this number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's just because it's a random call, and I'm like, I don't know who I'm talking to. Kind of,
I
don't want to just start giving out information.
Hey, I'm human too. I get it. I would do the same thing. I was like, wait a minute, who the heck are you? But yeah, we've been around for a long time. We're a premier Google partner. We're in Newport Beach in Orange County, California. So the Southern California Google headquarters is here. The main one's actually Mountain View, which is kind of like central. And then the one closest to you that you would be receiving your PIN verification letter from is actually going to come out of San Francisco. And they'll mail that to you. That usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get in the mail, just an FYI. So even if I signed you up today, you know, you probably wouldn't see yourself up there until like this time next week.
Okay.
Because they have to send you a postcard in the mail, and there's like a little 5-digit number on it that I need. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then so it's kind of a thing like on Google where you can get like reviews and stuff too, so I can ask for reviews and have people.
Yeah,
put
we have review monitoring. Okay. In that app that I was talking about, you can actually request the reviews from your phone. So like when you're getting your truck and you're leaving a job, you can literally go into your app and then send in the review request. So I'll ask them, like, how was your experience with Pistol River Home Improvement and Construction LLC today? You know, please write a review. And they already have, like, a live link. They could just type it in, hit 5 stars, and we start building your reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, because I get a lot of people all the time, like, hey, can I leave you a review somewhere? And it's like, I don't have anywhere. And when I had Angie's, they they were so horrible. Like, they would just make up something. They would be like, oh, a bathroom remodel. And then you got someone in there, was like, well, that was, you did a really good job on my roof. Like, but for whatever reason, they title it as just whatever. They just make up
they
stuff.
They suck. Like, you know what? You know why they suck? Is because, like, even if you cancel them, they take all that away. You know, the Google business profile that we create for you, even if you stop, you know, having us host your website, stop doing the optimization, you know, you cancel our services, quit the first page placement, we don't go delete your Google business profile. We don't unverify you with Google. We don't say, oh, you're not a legitimate business anymore. Like, you keep all that stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, if
you just don't show up on the first page.
That sounds pretty good to me, as long as, you know, because that way, if it does work out and it is bringing in more, then we can, you know, keep doing it, or
it will.
Know,
you're heading into
to the next level.
Yeah, you're 2023. And we're talking, should I have myself in front of my customers when they're doing a search for me online, or shouldn't I? Should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I could understand your skepticism if I was coming from your perspective. So that's why I put that offer on the table, as I feel like, hey, I had a bad taste in my mouth after I broke up with my ex-girlfriend, but, you know, if I would have just gave up on women altogether, I wouldn't be married with children. And I mean, that's my everything, you know? So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we could take it step by step, you know, 1 month at a time. I'll actually walk you through the campaign, too, as your account leads, so you can actually see what we're doing for you and that it's not just a bill. This is actually something that's really valuable and going to bring a lot of value to your company.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, I totally understand. I mean, that's what I was trying to do by the beginning of the year. My wife is going to be coming to, like, be a receptionist and stuff and actually be able to take calls, and it'll be...
Yeah, we can give her the login credentials for the account dashboard, and she can have it right there, you know, taking the live calls.
That's just kind of why I was like, oh, I should wait, is because, you know, we had these plans to do all this, like, in February and get the website up and do all this stuff, so I was kind of just already...
Yeah, but you got to have the availability.
I'm doing it like that.
That's the thing people miss out on. Like, I see a lot of guys who are like, you know, I want to wait until I get my website up and running. And it's like, man, you could have the fanciest $5,000 website, $10,000 website, but if it's not showing up in the 10 seconds that the guy's looking for a general contractor, you're not getting any calls. Nobody's looking at it.
Right.
The placement's where all the value is. There's guys that put themselves on the first page of Google with no website at all. It's because they don't want one. They're just like, hey, put a call button up there. Tell them to call me. And they get calls, and they make more money than the guy with the website and no placement. You know? It's just about showing up and having that credibility, having those reviews.
Yeah, the wind might blow it down. We should probably bring it over here.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. No, the little one's good. Just bring that big one. Sorry.
It's okay. That didn't sound good at all. Wind might blow something down.
Yeah, we're putting up gutters and it just started dumping rain on us, so we were scrambling to put the machine away, and
oh man,
now we're trying to set the gutters up so we can come back tomorrow and put them up when it's not hammering us.
Well,
trying to pop holes in the ones we did put up so it's not leaking everywhere.
Yeah, and I don't want you to get hit in the head with something while we're on the phone, but if it's
no, everything's up. We're just cleaning up. I'm just having my guy clean up.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was going to say, I was like, I can get you off the phone here in like 5 minutes. If it's something you want to give a shot, you only commit to 30 days and then I'll get started on everything.
All right. Yep.
All right.
Well, that sounds good. I'd love to have a website, and you know, I just, yeah, like I said, I was wanting to do it later, but I mean, now is a better, I guess, we'll just get it going.
Yeah. I mean, you went from $4.99 to $2.99 to $1.99. You know, I set you the pricing page too, so it's like, I'm saving you $300.
Yeah, and I mean, even if it was 25 miles, that'd be plenty for us, because I mean, that's basically where we go. I mean, 30 would be tops. I think the Seekers Beach is like 30.
Yeah.
For most,
well,
but
to pin verify you, purchase your domain, just those two things alone are going to run our company $149. So it's not really like we're making a lot of money off of it in the beginning. But if everything works out how we're planning on it working out, then, you know, over time, obviously, of you coming back every month, and it'll make sense for us. So it's kind of us putting our money where our mouth is too, saying, hey, I'm confident that this is going to work for you. That's why I'm willing to apply those discounts.
Right. And then, and like you say, if it is working and I'm making money on it, then it doesn't hurt to have the upgraded plan or whatever, but it's just right now.
Yeah, I have that happen a lot. I've started guys out like where they, you know, we take a loss on it in the beginning. You maybe give them one of these small campaigns, you know, just to get their foot in the door and show them what it's all about and get them used to the system. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're like, hey, I hired a couple guys, you know, let's expand. And that's really what we're invested in, you know, but at that point it's easier to have those big money conversations when you could go dig into your account dashboard and see that we've brought in all these clients for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if it's something you want to give a shot, like I said, it took me like 2 to 3 minutes. I'll create the account, secure the listing, but we would need to do a client interview tomorrow. And that's where we do a lot of the customization of your campaign. We'll actually interview you, go over all the services you provide. We'll cookie cutter the service area in case there's places you don't want to go, and then purchase that domain and get started on your website.
All right. Okay, so is it, I purchase the domain and everything after we set up the $200, that's like separate, or is that
no,
part of it?
Yeah, it's a part of it. That's why we're securing the funds up front, because we're going to use that to buy the stuff that your company needs to do this.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google My Business profile. You can only have one phone number up there for your company. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, that's the line we're using right now. And then is it able to change it in the future, or is that just we're stuck with that?
Yeah, let me just do this now before I start getting everything set up. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. It's the same as our customer service line. It just has the extra extension. We have 24/7 customer service if you need to make any changes or revisions to your account, for example, that phone number. And then you could always call me directly, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You know, yeah, I was just wondering, because this is my like personal cell phone that I've been using, but we've been wanting to get a landline, you know, with our actual business.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. Like, I can have the client interview technician get you a quote on a Google Voice number. I think it's only like 12 extra bucks a month, and they have like a separate number that just automatically forwards to your phone in real time. It's called Google Voice. I don't know if you ever heard of that before. Yeah, but it's
I've heard of like similar stuff. We got a few. Yeah.
Things
usually
that we
work with
a lot
to offer it.
To buy a whole nother line. You know what I mean? But the Google Voice just looks like a different number, and it separates everybody who calls that number from who actually dials your regular number. But it's all still forwarding to the same line, so that way you could kind of differentiate.
And we could decide where it rings to, like if we wanted to have it go to the office, like say my wife is working in the office and.
Yeah,
or say
it.
She's out of it one day, she's out and we need it to come to the cell phone and we can switch it, or is that all?
Yeah, you can route it. So it'll like ring one number first, nobody answers there, then it'll start going to the other one. But meanwhile, the client's on the line, it all just sounds like one straight through a ring.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, because we do have a landline here already that we barely use. And
we always recommend that. Because the success rate for live calls is like 90%, versus if you don't answer that call and then you have to call them back, you know, then you risk them going and getting quotes from other people, or, you know what I mean, not answering.
Yeah, exactly. And it happens all the time. I call people back at the end of the day and they're like, oh, sorry, we've already, you know, met with someone. But it's just like when you're out working, I can't just stop what I'm doing either. So that's kind of why we've been trying to get someone to work in there. So it's kind of...
Yeah,
you know,
but if you get your other half to help you, I mean, it's directly effective to her, so she's helping you make money. I don't know if you guys got
right,
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all going to the same place at that point, if you're married.
Yeah, no, that's why we decided. She's, you know, she does work here part-time, but she works 3 days somewhere else, and now she's got it to where she's going to be leaving in February and coming here full-time, so that's why I was trying to get it all lined up. So.
Yeah, we'll have you way squared away before the beginning of the year, so that'll be nice. You guys are already making money around the holidays, too, so it's a win-win. What's your last name, Ryan?
Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Okay. And the first name is just traditional, R-Y-A-N?
Yeah.
Okay. You said it was E-R-Y, correct? Not E-R-E-Y?
No, R-E-Y,
R-E-Y. Oh, okay. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks so different when you type it out. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I have to send everything to you in writing, and then you also get the invoice receipt because it's a business expense, so you can actually write this off too.
Yeah. It's Pistol River Home Improvement at Gmail.
I didn't even think about that too. That's actually a huge advantage from the timing of all of this for you, is that this is still in about a month and a half, your 2020 tax write-off. So the first 2 months of this, you'll end up getting back by like February if you do it all. Timely. You said Pistol River Home Improvement at Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Update. All right. And then what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
So it is 600 Meadow Lane.
600 Meadow Lane.
Brookings. Yeah.
Okay.
Brookings, Oregon.
Not what Google had here, so it's good that we're verifying. 600 Meadow Lane. Brookings. Okay, I found it. You can receive mail at this address?
Yeah, and we also have a business P.O. box if it's easier, either way.
They want the street address, but I could hide the address on Google if you just wanted to say Brookings, Oregon, 97415.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be better. That way I don't have people showing up my house.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to them anyway, so there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
All right. And then, okay. All right. How did you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Eight to six, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Okay, what about Saturday and Sunday? Closed?
I don't really want any calls on Sunday. I mean, I guess Saturday would be all right for a couple hours, but I usually don't. I try to go out and do all my estimates and stuff on Saturdays and get everything lined up for the next week. But
you want me to put it 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday closed?
Sure, yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And then you could change that, too, later. So if you change your mind and it's just becoming a nuisance, then just let me know. I could swap it out. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
At the moment, I can only do cash, check. I don't have any way to accept cards yet.
Okay.
I used to have it through Angie, you know, the Angie Pay thing, and that was – what I use to accept cards, but I haven't done it since I left them.
They all kind of suck. They just try to take like a percentage from you anyway. So I tell people, I mean, if you have it, it's convenient for your customers, but I also recommend that they put like the extra percentage that the merchant charges you on the customer. So like, well, basically we let them know on your site, like, hey, there is Visa, MasterCard, Discover available, but if you use these payment methods, you might get charged an extra 2%, 3%, 4%. That way it's not coming out of your profits.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If it works like that, that'd be fine with doing that. But
yeah, we'll cross
that
bridge.
Yeah, that's the only thing that stops. That's the only thing that stopped me so far. I mean, that Angie thing was actually the only one I've ever used that was free. It didn't charge me anything, but the rest of them, I think, at least charge 2% to 3%.
Yeah, there's some that are a lot worse than that. Let me tell you, I had a bad experience with a client where he called me up. He was cussing a lot, but it wasn't towards me. It was just he got charged 6% through American Express on a roof, and it was like a $30,000 roof. And so 6% of a $30,000 job, you know, he could have paid a couple of his guys with that. He was pretty pissed. I guess he didn't know that when he set up the merchant processing, so – I didn't want to argue with them. I was just like, okay, you don't want it on your site, I'll take it off, you know. And they don't, you know, they know to get some cash or split payment or whatever else your agreement is. Check. All right.
Yeah.
So I got your business profile set up. Your client interview, you know, usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to complete. It's mostly general knowledge information about your company. They're just going to ask you, like, the services you prefer. You know, what's your bread and butter, what service areas you cover, do you go to this area, do you not go to this area, and then there's like a questionnaire to help us set up the initial draft on your site. We do ask for an hour window to complete it, though. So what's your schedule look like tomorrow?
Well, hopefully if you guys could get me in the morning would be best, because I'm on my way out of town. I'm going to be gone for about a week and then
Heading south?
No, we're going north. We're going up towards Washington.
Oh. This time of the year, it's crazy up there. You think it's raining
bad
now?
We're going up to the snow. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to do a snow trip, but we're saving that for Thanksgiving. We usually head up to Big Bear down here with my family. All right.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, it's my birthday this week, so we planned this a long time ago. We were
on the 11th?
Go up there. Yeah, the 10th is my birthday. But yeah, we're heading up there the day before.
Yours is 11-10. Mine's 10-11. That's why I was asking if it was the 11th. Yeah, I just had my birthday last month. I just turned 30. So I'm like, yeah. It's good to bet.
Yeah.
To win.
Yeah, I'm turning 35.
Oh, okay. So you already know exactly the transition, like midlife crisis. I feel like I've been having. You don't have any kids or anything?
No, I just got married 6 months ago. So
nice.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, that's something we have in common too. I got married about 2.5 months ago, August 28th. We did it in Las Vegas, and
nice.
Yeah, it was a good time, but August, it's a horrible time to go to Vegas. It was like 111 degrees. But anyway, that's so off topic. So I have like 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10. Which one would work best for you?
I guess 8 to 9 would be good.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your business Gmail account. You could accept that when you get it. And then it's also going to – I could turn it off if you want. But there's an automated text message that it's going to send you 1 hour before. So if I set it 8 to 9, it's going to text you at like 7 a.m. reminding you that you have a client interview in an hour. I'm going to turn that off?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I'll be up anyway. So.
Okay. Yeah. I work 7 to 4 every day, so I'm always up at that time anyway, but I know it's different.
Yeah, that's how you got to be up to – that's usually why I got to make all my calls because I'm out of here by 8 and everybody – all the places open about 7, so I'm like, everywhere I got to call.
Are you ready for me or not? Because I'm coming. Okay. So I just sent that invitation to you. You should get it here, popping up on your mobile device. And then once you get that, I'll go ahead and secure it, and then I'll get you everything in writing as well.
Okay.
You just let me know when you get that. It should come across as like a Gmail notification if you have your notifications on.
Yeah, let me see real quick.
Okay.
The client review?
Client interview, it should say, unless I typed it.
No, yeah, client interview.
You had me worried for a second. Huh? Client interview, local splash. All right, that's it. All right, and then the last thing you got to do is secure your first month's payment of the $199. That's going to be for the pro package. I've waived all setup fees and included the site for you. How did you want to secure the listing?
My card would be the...
Okay, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay, and just
to confirm... It's under my name on a business account, so...
Okay, gotcha. So just to confirm, though, the business is going to be listed as an LLC, or did you not want to have that displayed?
No, yeah, it is LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then is there any middle initial on the card?
D.
D, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
You know what? I think it is, but I'm not 100% because we just moved here 3 months ago, so I might not have changed that yet.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, if I try it with this one, it'll decline it if it's not right because it's a VeriSign Secure. So it's like the same as Amazon or eBay. It won't process it. It'll just say payment decline, like billing or billing address mismatch. Do you want me to just switch it, or do you want to try it with this one?
What do you mean switch it?
Like I could change the address to the old one, or do you want to try it with your 600?
Yeah, so what was the old one? The 720 Pioneer was the old one?
I don't know. The address you gave me was 600 Meadow, and then I deleted and recreated all – listings with the 600 Meadow Lane. So I don't even have it anymore.
Okay, yeah, because that's what, 600 Meadow Lane's where we're at. So,
can you just like put it in with the old address? It gets updated, so. Sorry.
So
yeah,
when you
I
put
can...
in the card, card address, can you try the old address on that?
Yeah, it's separate from the actual, like, business profile. So
okay.
That's what I was saying. What's the old address?
It's 720... Pioneer Road.
Pioneer Road.
Apartment A.
Oh, okay. Let me make sure I put that.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't know if there's a separate spot for that, but yeah, it was. It
yeah,
aired, and then
I just went and bypassed it. That's fine. Okay, apartment A.
Yep.
And then it's also Brookings.
Yeah, so it's 97415 is the area code, Brookings, Oregon.
Oh, and you move like a block away, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so I got it all set here. It's good that we didn't have to change the zip code. I think that really would have been what caused the payment to decline. And then you said it was a Visa, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. According to my system, it should start with the number 4. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. 4003.
8103. 8103.
7911.
7911. 0001. 0001. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0825. 08 of 25. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back. Yep. Yep. 249.
249. Okay. And then before I authorize this, I just want to walk you through a voice verification because of the discounted pricing structure I put you on. It's a lot different than our traditional packages and pricing structures. So this is just going to outline the service agreement, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. If I say something that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me. Okay. I could rephrase it,
okay.
But I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company.
Yep. All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Pistol River Home Improvement and Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Ryan Jeffrey, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it does say 24 to 48 hours on there, like in quotes, but like, I'm not going to ride you if you're missing calls, you know? The only situation I would ever really like say anything about missing calls would be like, if you're going, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, okay, well, let's log into your tracking system, you know? But obviously, like we went over earlier, your conversion rate's going to be a lot higher if you catch them in real time, than the ones you have to go call back. So just something to be mindful of.
Yeah.
And then it says, okay. In hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
What does that mean?
So like, we know what you're currently using. It's just saying before you add anything else, we want you to touch base so that way we can make sure that you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings. Because your company only gets one Google business profile for as long as you have the company. That's what we're PIN verifying with Google, right? But you can only have yourself logged in there and then one other host. So, like, if you got a call from another company and they're not disclosing that, let's just say you got a call from Yelp, right? Yelp's not disclosing that they're going to try to access your Google business profile at the point of sale. And then you sign up for that. We already give you Yelp, first of all. So one, you'd be wasting money. They're going to create 2 Yelp listings. And then your first page placement, you're going to rotate off the first page because they got added as host and we weren't able to do the update to your listing to keep it up there. Make sense? So that was a very technical answer that I, but I usually just tell people like, hey, if you're not sure if it's something we're already doing for you, just double check with me. That way I can make sure that you're not, affecting your placement negatively, paying for something that you already have, or duplicating anything. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And it's not saying you have to cancel anything you already have. So anything pre-existing before today, that's fine. We're not going to duplicate anything. We'll just go in and fill the holes if you have something like that, if you already have Yelp. And it says, in hiring – oh, nope, we already got that. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do have you on a month-to-month campaign with no contract. I highly recommend you give it a shot for at least 2 months, but obviously it's month-to-month. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee if you're unhappy with our service because you're not binded to a contract. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 8th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's for the pro package. I've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and then I've waived all setup fees affiliated with this campaign indefinitely. So when the term is completed, it will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 8th day, but you'll keep that $199 pricing structure for as long as you're with us. Okay, that'll never go up or change unless you call in, and like I mentioned earlier, you know, you want to expand the service area or upgrade the package. Okay?
Okay.
And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So upon the initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It'll also contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Okay. I'm going to hang on the line with you here just to make sure that you get that, and then we'll be good to go until your client interview tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right.
Is that coming in an email or text message?
Both. Yeah, it's going to come in both. So we do the text as well for convenience, unless you tell us, hey, I don't want text message from the company, just email me everything or call me. Actually, that's something I need to ask you. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, or emails?
All of them are fine.
Okay.
I guess...
I'll check all the boxes.
I check my emails the most, but I try to answer my phone, you know.
Yeah, as much as you can. So, and then there's also a security question on your account, too. So this is like if somebody contacts you and you want to verify that it's us or vice versa, you call in and you're like, hey, what's my billing information again? You know, we're going to ask you a security question before we give you access to that. The security question could be one of these three things. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
Pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay. What was your first pet's name, Ryan?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Such a human name. I love when people do that.
Yeah,
that's my dog, Kevin. All right. That's pretty cool. All right. So, Dylan, that's pretty specific, too, so I don't think anybody's going to guess that. It's not like it's Sparky or something. All right. So, boom. And then any update on the text message?
Oh, sorry. I'm driving. Let me look real quick.
Okay. Well, if you're driving, I don't want you to, like, you know what I mean? As long as, like, when you come to arrest, you remember that that's in there, and then at the bottom of it, it's just going to ask you to sign off, you know, make sure that it was actually you, not somebody pretending to be you, and then you sign off on it. You're basically good to go until tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I'm almost to where I can stop, but I, just give me, like, 2 seconds. I'm actually almost to the parking lot.
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
Looks like it. Ah, shit, look, Mike here.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, it's none of that. Looks like it. So text message, let me see.
Oh, also, too, I know we talked about a lot of things, but don't forget to fill out that FTC thing that we talked about either.
Oh, yeah. I got that in the text message, the link.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. And then you should have my direct number and extension in there. But there's a text message that'll say, Ryan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And there'll be a link in there.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I see Local Splash, click on the link to see your pricing. And then here's one with your phone number and extension, but that's it besides the FTC.
Huh. Okay. Okay, give me a second. That's not right.
I could see, check the email, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah, it should have sent to both, but for some reason, it didn't give me a confirmation either. So usually it gets forwarded over to me. So I was just messaging, yeah, usually it sends it to me and you. Like, it CCs us both on that welcome email.
Yeah, I'm not seeing either one.
Okay.
I don't see it on the email or the text.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go check, because usually if you don't get it, like, it's an automation, so if you don't get it, then maybe the payment didn't actually go through. You didn't get any kind of notification as of a charge. I'm wondering if it was, like, a billing information problem. Maybe that's why it hasn't gone through yet. I'm just trying to triple check. Yeah, no, it says the account's not paid. It says non-paying. Interesting. Okay. That's why. All right. Give me just a second. Let me hit log out, refresh. Oh, okay. They want me, they're asking me if I actually meant to give you that pricing structure. Yes. Like, is this a typo? Because it's like $100 shorter than our lowest package. But no. I approved it. Okay. They just got back to me. They said they're going to process it.
Okay.
I was like, what the heck? It wasn't even your billing address came across wrong. They stopped the whole transaction because of the pricing structure that I put you under. It's not normal.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you go onto our company pricing page, the lowest package is $299. So that's what I was originally doing, was giving you the lowest pricing structure, but giving you the $499 package. And then I dropped it another $100 because of the shrunken service area of just the 30 miles rather than 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so they're just trying to, they just wanted to understand what was going on before they pushed it through.
Okay. So is that everything good in on my end here?
Yeah. Everything's good on your end. If you want, I know you're trying to, you know, you've been moving around. Give it like 5 minutes. It'll go through. I'll correspond with you from text message through here, but I'll let you get off the line, and then I'll circle back with you in the morning for the client interview, okay?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
All right, no worries. You're welcome, Ryan. I'll talk to you soon.